When I was in Kufa, I hadn't seen more than two or three shades of green. But here, I've seen more than seven shades of green. May God have mercy on my mother's soul. She used to say if a person sees more than 40 shades of green, they'll get rid of the evil deeds of 40 jealous people. Where are we?
I don't know.
You don't know? How can a governor rule in his territory while he doesn't even know it?
Malek's territory is the seventh shade of green that you didn't notice. Where are we, Ibrahim?
Kulzum! Off to Kulzum, we'll be in Fustat, and off to Fustat in Egypt.
Ah. Bravo, Commander, bravo. Bravo. History retires tired commanders from station to station like horses of couriers. Can we old people camp here? We'll camp here.
It's strange that you laughed.
I laughed because the old commander laughed.
There is always a storm behind the laughter of commanders.
I've noticed that. He laughs whenever he's tired.
The saddle and bridle of that horse were his only residence. He never gets tired of traveling, boy. We shouldn't get more than 50 steps away from each other.
Are you scared?
No, I don't know.
How can a woman remain committed to her promises when she can't remember those promises?
Do you want to share your fears with me?
Egypt has never treated pharaohs well. The pyramids have always scorned the universe. Everybody knows about the Nile's rage. The ominous shadow of its mythical gods cast a spell on human beings, palm trees and stones. Gaze and Muhammad weren't ordinary people, but they couldn't defeat Egypt's ancient and modern pharaohs. I have to fight with enemies whose only trace left. From them are the footprints of the tricks by their horses. Removing a governor from a region is a horrible punishment. I'm worried I might lose my lifelong devotion to Egypt, even though it isn't worth that much.
Malik, it's a dangerous journey. Don't trust anyone, even Hajar.
Congratulations on your new position, Ibrahim.
Oh, Commander, the higher-ups in the army want you to answer some pressing questions.
Why are we taking a detour to Egypt?
Oh, Commander, why are we going to Egypt secretly?
Why are we going to Egypt without an army, Commander?
Oh, Commander, why did we camp in the town?
When you're on a journey with Malek al-Ashtar, you shouldn't ask questions.
So tell us what we have for dinner.
Are we worth less than Kulzum's soil that you didn't come to visit us, Commander? God wouldn't forgive Kulzum and its people if they become negligent and pass the month of Shaban and start Ramadan without smelling the scent of the dearest companion of the Commander of the Faithful. O lady, aren't we Muslims that you deprive your maids of the scent of Fatima? It's a disgrace for the people in Kulzum. We're your servants and we're still alive, so why have you camped in the desert?
We are on a mission to Egypt. We don't want anyone to recognize us. We are taking a detour so we can quickly take the commander of the faithful's letter to Egypt. My devotion to Ali's devotees won't be affected if I don't see them.
Visiting you gives us hope. Kulzum and its people feel satisfied just because of their devotion to Ali and his companions. If you set foot on our blind eyes, they will see again. Don't deprive us of your blessings.
We're short of time, brother. Egypt is in a chaotic situation. I'm sure that the followers of Ali wouldn't want to see any interruption in his government. Would you want that?
Not at all. I didn't mean that. I just wanted you to stay in our home tonight. The people of Khulzum will pray for you and see you off at the crack of dawn.
We appreciate it. We've camped here. If you don't mind, we'll get some rest here and won't go to Khulzum.
I just wanted you to be comfortable. We're already blessed. Your blessed feet pushed the pest away from the fertile land of Khulzum.
I'll never forget your kindness. Thank you for coming here. I have to travel secretly. Don't let the people in Khulzum find out that we are here.
I won't tell them anything, but I can't do anything about the wind. Anyone who has given their heart to Ali will surely smell his scent tonight. May God protect you.
Don't you want to sleep?
When everyone's asleep, I practice fighting skills with my sword to imitate Ali and fight with Amir ibn Abdawad in my imagination. I don't want to sleep.
Malek, it's me, Hajar. The answer to my question isn't that hard. It's only one word.
I'll stay awake. I'll stay awake to hear Ali's. To hear his supplication from the palm groves in Kufa.
Do you remember the day I wanted you to tell me about the meaning of love? Now I understand the answer you gave me that day. Love is a feeling, just like Malik's feeling about Ali.
I'm almost there. I finally got here. So don't even think that I'm old and I can't walk, no. And now my hands are shaking because I've brought some drink in this vessel. My heart is full of passion because I see the Hamza of our time. Greetings to this source of pride of our religion, Malek al-Ashtarnakai.
Greetings to the unknown companions of Muhammad and Ali, the messengers of joy and purity. I don't deserve all this kindness.
For us, all brides and close and distant relatives of the Prophet have the sanctity of Fatima.
How can I make up for it?
Pray for us. Pray for us, lady.
I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've enjoyed it. It was highly drink.
For us, any drink from your hands is as sweet as honey. How can we thank you for the drink?
Stay healthy, and ride on your horse, and fight with your sword. I saw him. I saw him with my own two eyes, the face of the commander, who my grandchildren know every word of every story about his fighting with the sword and with his horse.
Farewell, Malik. Farewell.
Bravo. Bravo, man.
Bravo, bravo for what?
Bravo for the drink.
The truth is, even an old woman could have given him that drink.
But not my drink, no.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? I can see the devil in your eyes, you know.
Do you know what you did?
What? No.
You're talking nonsense. You gave poison to the dearest companion of the Caliph.
Huh? But poison? Me? Me? I poisoned him? Oh no, to hell with me. I wish my hands were broken so I wouldn't have done that. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I wish my hands were broken, Malik. Oh, no. Why me? I hope that the sky will collapse on my head.
It will soon collapse.
I hope you'll become miserable, you wretch. I hope your mother will grieve over your dead body.
Aja!
Yes?
The honey of Khulzum is tearing my heart apart.
Oh! No! No! Poisoned you?
Yeah. But not in Khulzum. In the Levant.
In the Levant? But we didn't go to the Levant.
Oh, my poor son. Every place in this desert is the Levant. And every thorn in this desert is like a sword.
I have to take Ali's message to Egypt! I have to take it to Egypt! I have to...
Oh, you have to vomit! You have to vomit! You have to vomit!
What can I do with my fate?
You have to vomit! Thrust your finger down your throat and throw up the drink!
I testify that there's no god except Allah. I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. I testify that Ali is the vice regent of Allah. God's curse be upon you. God's curse be upon you that you didn't give Hajar's share of the drink. God's curse be upon you.
Hey, Commander.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm listening.
They killed Malek al-Ashtar in Kolzum
by using honey.
ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل
Tell everyone that God has an army of honey that kills people and brings them back to life if he so wishes.
In the name of God. I can't.
Company Malek al-Ashtar Nakaiso. The unique commander of Alisami. My God.
Start eating. Is it spicy or sour?
neither of them.
Is it tasteless?
No.
So why aren't you eating?
The land of the Levant has made me lose my appetite. I've lived with the sun, sand, and camels. A bowl of milk from a camel in Hejaz doesn't quench my thirst. It makes me drunk.
How much do we owe you?
Without the interest, Hejaz.
Hejaz was in your hands. Could you keep it?
Is it a test of power?
It's the audacity of a man named Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan, who's destined to be Muhammad's unrivaled caliph. Don't get angry, cousin. In this feast we are having, people get as much as they deserve. Not as much as their appetite. Marwan. Amir ibn As bought Egypt at the price of Ashtar's death. Don't waste your life with envy. Think about Ali. As long as Ali is alive, ruling in Hejaz and Iraq would only be a dream.
Ali has become very weak. He'll break with one touch. I need a small army to be able to conquer Mecca.
Don't compare Mecca with Egypt. Ali was born in Kaaba. To conquer Hejaz, you have to ask the evil spirits for help. Faru.
I swept it up. You can't even find a particle of dust there. What you see here is all we had in the treasury.
Are you upset because the treasury is empty? Or because you haven't eaten lunch yet?
Well, I don't know. I only know that if I were a mouse, you see, I could have stolen a couple of coins from the treasury every single month and creep back to a corner to eat almonds and walnuts.
If you haven't stolen anything, you deserve to die. Have you stolen anything or haven't you?
I want to live.
Then yes.
Yes.
You're a jerk. Where are you going, Farouk?
My governor's generosity bothers me, you see. When these coins are supposed to be wasted for some news, I'd rather leave this place in order not to see it.
Well. Listen here. I'd like to pay a coin for every piece of news. Gold.
The news of the conquering of Egypt and Amr ibn As's soldiers being settled is worth more than a coin.
Yes, that's good. It's worth it. But we've received 3 letters from Amr ibn As so far. They put Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr inside the dead donkey. and burnt him alive. Amir ibn As goes to the banks of the Nile for swimming. Along with his companions, and the fish in Egypt taste like mud. Any other news?
Anbar was a city in Iraq, but at the moment, Anbar is wiped away from Iraq. We leveled Anbar to the ground.
You didn't do that. Anbar was destroyed in a fire. I plan for the destruction of Anbar. Myself, Commander.
Abba Yazid. I know a man in Kufa who wanders the streets in there as much as three armies in order to give Kufa back to you. His name is worth a coin, isn't it?
Isn't his name Ashash?
Yes.
Ashash is a great man. But if I had heard Jondab's name, I would give 1,000 coins for the news. Any other news?
Uncle, I became the father of a baby boy this morning. Valid has chosen the name, Moeyeh for the newborn baby.
Valid has good taste. But are you the child's father, or is it Valid? Take it.
One day a flatterer prayed for me in the feast and said, "May your joy be eternal."
Is it eternal?
No, Uncle, no, no.
You're talking about bad memories and looking at me with sorrow. You're spoiling my fun.
Are you strong?
Yes, I am.
How many coins will you give me if I introduce something stronger than you?
All of these coins. Audacity will be the eternal inheritance of Abu Sufyan's children. Yazid's practice session today revived the memories of conquering the Levant. I won't regret the bygone days of my youth, because I know that there's someone who will follow my path. Bravo, Yazid. Yazid, bravo. Your courageous practice with the sword.
Only those who play know how valuable winning the game is.
And here's the precious award. I was surprised.
I think
any Levantine
craftsman
who makes
really
a bejeweled sword that deserves its victory
it.
Will receive
so.
As much gold as the weight of the sword.
To be honest, Yazid knows how to act like a winner, cousin.
Bravo! Bravo!
Don't forget that we're the losers in the show of power.
Are you ready, Walid?
Me? I'm ready. But not as much as Yazid is. Uncle, I concede defeat even without taking part in the game.
Your elder cousin has to make up for both of you.
With the skills that Yazid showed, the commanders are better rivals for him, cousin.
Of course. But our relatives won't inflict any harm in practicing fighting skills. Are you waiting for the women to cheer for you?
Yazid needs to know that not all the swords are made just for practice.
He knows that. Why don't you know that, you fool?
I'll find out soon.
The people in this palace aren't like naive, defenseless old men. So your wife's mediation won't solve the problems. If Hijaz was a piece of bone, I would have told him to throw it for you, so you wouldn't hold a grudge against anyone and wouldn't complain. Listen, lizard son. I am Mawiyah. Repeat this name in your prayers. Mawiyah, not Abu Sufyan's son who was born to hind. I am the Mawiyah who has given shelter to you. The bankrupt sons of Umayyad because of my intelligence and position. Don't you believe me? If you go to the desert, you'll see that no one would even give you a camel to graze. Listen, I'm talking to everyone. From now on, if you follow orders without asking a question, then fine. But if you don't, you'll have to go to the slums and sleep next to the dog. Attack Arab Iraq. And set the hens, trees, old and young people on fire. This is the most important order in this palace. If you can do it, you should do it. Otherwise, we don't have any extra bread to hand out as charity. Yazid, you've had enough sword practice. From tomorrow, you have to practice how to be prudent.